Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct in the second hour, Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A major development in the infrastructure bill, or I should say bills. We've talked about this a lot on the show. There are two bills, you know that. One is a bill for about $1 trillion, about $1.2 trillion. Half of it already paid for, half of it already using allocated COVID funds. So it's about $600 billion. This is to rebuild our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, put broadband, rural broadband, throughout the United States, and increase internet access for people, even in the cities. Over 10 years, that's $60 billion a year. It is pathetic if that doesn't pass. It did pass the Senate with 19 Republican votes as well as all the Democratic votes, 19 votes. So there's 69 to 30, it passed the Senate. Goes to the House, everybody wants it. There's a fight between the progressives and the mainstream Democrats and priority of voting, because there's another infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion so-called soft infrastructure bill. That's not a pejorative. It's not an insult. In other words, it's not about roads and bridges. This is about child care, elder care, tuition, medical care, and so forth. Climate change, fighting climate change, very, very rudimentary steps to stop it. And on climate change, you know, the climate change deniers go, well, throughout geological history, if you studied, I studied some geology in college, enjoyed it, didn't become a geologist. But the truth of the matter is weather patterns change over 10,000 years. At one time, you know, there was an ice age. Europe was uninhabitable, most of Europe. Their glaciers through that Wisconsin. And then when they withdrew, as it warmed, you have the kettle moraine, you have these kettles that developed and so on. But there, the climate change deniers are going, this is all based on that kind of cycle. And that's false, because a lot of it is being stimulated by man-made conduct, man-made chemicals. And that's why the climate accords in Paris, it's important to join it, and do everything we can to stop this kind of devastation, which has resulted in fires and floods and flooding and all that. And you can't just sit back and go, well, you know, every 10,000 or 50,000. Yeah, okay, listen, I'm tired of listening to this. Let me pull out a violin. We'll deal with that 10 or 50,000 years from now. Okay, guys, but we're not going to stand here and see it accelerated by this kind of conduct. Anyway, this would also hit some remedies for climate change. The agreement in the House was that they would vote first on the soft infrastructure bill, which they did. It was basically just a budget blueprint to send it back for some reconciliation with the Senate. Now, I don't want to get too far in the weeds in this. You can say, well, why isn't Moscow Mitch filibustering this? You can't get 60 votes. Because it was done under a weird procedure in the Senate called budget reconciliation, which is very hard to do. It has to be very specific, based affecting the budget. Senate parliamentarian has to sign off on it in its form. And it's a woman. If she doesn't, the majority can overrule her. But Sinema and Manchin are not reliable Democratic votes. I mean, I got to say it. They're not. We really have 48 votes. We got to coax them. We got to tickle them under the chin with a turkey feather. All right. Well, Manchin and Sinema both said, and they voted in some procedural votes to advance the $3.5 trillion. They said, well, we may not do the whole $3.5 trillion when it gets in final form. We may negotiate, but it sounded like they might do something substantial. A major development just happened. Senator Manchin of West Virginia, Joe Manchin, op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, said he's not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion. He said, let's put that on hold. Putting it on hold is like killing it. If you send something to committee to study it, put it on hold, you really, that's the way politicians kill it. Why is Manchin doing this and what are the consequences? Manchin is doing it in my opinion, is because the controversy over the Afghan withdrawal has driven Joe Biden's approval ratings down by about 6 points, especially among independents and even some Democrats. I don't want to get into whether that's fair or not. I don't want to get into the merits of it. We've talked about that a lot, and we will in the future. But in politics, you know, all's fair in love and war. All's fair in love, war, and politics. It is not a question of fairness. Manchin wants to get reelected. He's up this year in West Virginia. I think he's making a serious mistake. West Virginia is not a wealthy state. It's not an industrial state. It's a patriotic state. West Virginia, I serve with guys in West Virginia, the Navy. West Virginia has the highest per capita number of medals of honor than any state in the country, per capita. Luke, you're at the microphone, my friend.
Yeah, just one quick thing. I don't believe Joe Manchin is up for re-election until 2024, which makes it even more confusing is delaying this.
Thank you. Luke, thank you very much. Luke is a good he's a good radio host, too. He's a good fact checker. I had always been under the assumption that the only reason he was chickening out was because he's up next year. He isn't up till 2024. He has some time to play. And not only that, I think West Virginians support this infrastructure bill. There's no money in West Virginia relative to California or New York. They're going to benefit more. I think that West Virginia supports the voting rights bill. All of the polls show that they do, by about 60%. If he simply went to West Virginia and he could talk whatever cultural things he wants, but say, look, I mean, you know, West Virginia is one of the biggest states to support Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal. They're a very good patriotic people. The highest percentage of Medal of Honor winners per capita than any state in the country. I mean, per capita, obviously New York and California have more. Per capita. These boys don't back down. You don't back down, you don't get the Medal of Honor, you're lucky to get it and still survive. You usually get it posthumously. These guys don't back down. So why is Manchin not leveling with them? All right, why? Luke, why is he not leveling with them? If he's not up till 2024, why doesn't he go, hey, this is good for our state and our country, let's do it.
My thought on it, Matt, is going to be this was kind of the play all along. I think that this is going to be very similar to the stimulus checks that we had a conversation about. The number was kicked around for $2,000 stimulus checks. $800 went out first in the relief back at, I believe, December of last year, the second stimulus round, still under Trump. Trump was like, oh, it's not me that's not giving out $2,000 stimulus checks. It's just not the way it's going to work. And then so they sent out $800 stimulus checks. And then when Biden came in, Biden was he was working off of the, I would do $2,000 stimulus checks. But then what he did is he sent out $1,200 to make the $1,200 and $800 stimulus checks be effectively a $2,000 stimulus that people got. So I have a feeling we're going to get to the point where it's going to be, everybody was talking about investing $3.5 trillion of infrastructure. We already have 1.2 of the hard infrastructure like you talked about. I think they're going to talk the soft infrastructure down to about 2.3 trillion, add on the 1.2 of hard infrastructure, and collectively we're going to get about $3.5 trillion of infrastructure. It's just going to be not as much as the progressives want. It's definitely way more than any conservative or Republican wants. And it's going to be kind of exactly right in the middle. We're going to get $3.5 trillion and nobody's going to be really happy, but hopefully it's going to do a lot of great things and it's going to show that our government can work. Hopefully.
You know, hopefully. I hope you're right, Luke. I hope you're right. I have a very sinking feeling when I looked at Manchin's statement. Normally he'll say stuff like, well, you know, I can't do that. And then he negotiates. This one, he was saying, let's settle down and put it on hold. I think he's afraid of the polls. I think he's afraid of the post-Afghanistan polls. And he's making a serious miscalculation as to his state. I will be wrong and stand corrected if suddenly he goes, okay, all I meant was I'll do 2.3 trillion or 1.9 or 2.5, whatever. Yeah, I'll be corrected. I don't know about that. That is the sad problem. I do not know about that. For him to unload this right now, and maybe he's trying to save himself in West Virginia, but if he has a couple more years, you know, not just one more year, if he has three more years, you know, he has to be a little more strategic. They're a patriotic state. They're a good state. If you give them the truth, they'll deal with it. They'll deal with it. They like the New Deal. They love Roosevelt. They love Roosevelt. So Manchin and Biden can be like Roosevelt. But there's the deal. There's the deal. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.